Claire is having their annual seafood festival, Memorial Weekend. Carnival rides, arts and crafts, food and music. Category 6, Baytown Groove, 4A Tradition, Nick Perkins, Elvis, and others. Friday's Cajun Night, Saturday a Classic Car Show, Fireworks Show, Sunday night, St. Clair Catholic Church's Seafood Festival, Memorial Weekend, South Beach Boulevard.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio. Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sad,
stop your sad.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Yeah, of course I like that music. It's saxophone, crotch rock. Of course you're listening to WGSO. 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Beat Exchange. Say, yo, at least we had a judge in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's here in New Orleans, and he reinstated the Texas Big Tech anti-bias law, HB 20, that penalizes social media platforms for censoring users based on viewpoint. So at least we got it going there, you know. And then in California, the U.S. Appeals Court lifted a ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons to adults under 21. They declared that to be unconstitutional. And Virginia governor insists that the federal statute is incredibly clear. If you are parading or picketing in order to try to influence a judge, then it's punishable up to a year in prison. So, like, all these people are going crazy. You know, I remember when my post office box was right near the federal building, and so they would have in some case about amnesty at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals here in New Orleans. And I have to tell you, there were some people out, like maybe about 25 people, but they didn't. But what they did, they angled the camera off to make it look like, because when I saw it on the television late news, they made it look like there was tons of people there, but they weren't. And so I said, man, that was some pretty good camera work out of 23 people, because I tried counting them. So I could tell people, not that many people want amnesty. You know, we want you to learn the history of our country and stop carrying your flag from your country on U.S. soil. Put it away if you want to be here. But, you know, that's how we deal with entitlements. You know, we got a lot of people thinking they're entitled to things like a book, you know, underground stuff. Oh, well. You know, you got to do what you have to do because slit your own throat. So, I wanted to bring up another thing, but you know what? You know, we're going to have Mr. Robert talk about Russia in a couple weeks because we're not going to be on the air next week because it's Memorial Day. So, James, what is the real scope on Memorial Day? Tell everybody. As James from the founder of Overpasses for America. And we got a problem?
Oh, no, I just kind of blipped. What did you ask about Memorial Day?
I wanted you to explain Memorial Day to everybody.
Oh, well, Memorial Day is the day we honor our military dead, those that died in war, you know, and Veterans Day is for those that are still living, you know, but Memorial Day is, I mean, that's a big one. You know, we're talking about every single veteran that ever died fighting for freedom for this country, you know, and shouldn't forget. It's something that we should all take, I think, very seriously. I think very seriously. You know, my own father served 20 years, and, you know, he didn't pass away in the service of his country, but he knew people that did, and I guarantee you he didn't ever forget a Memorial Day while he was still on this earth. So,
right.
I mean, we're talking people that gave it all, literally gave everything, gave it all for this country, and they deserve our respect.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, after we pass this Memorial Day, we also ought to help the military families to become, have free tuition for the children of the fallen, because we don't have that. And I can't understand, and I won't accept the fact that non-citizens have free tuition, but the children of our fallen military families don't. I can't accept that. And I won't accept the fact that when the military wants to adopt a dog that they worked with, usually a bomb-sniffing dog, that they have to pay for the transportation to get the dogs to their destination. I think that our services should pay for that. A Homeland Security, instead of paying for every terrorist and fentanyl, he must have some. Yeah, Mayorkas, go ahead, James.
I was going to say, if you shoot a police dog, guess what? You're going to get the death penalty in Oklahoma because you shot a police officer. As far as I'm concerned, military canines should get freedom. They're not going to live, let's face it, they're not going to live 20, 30 years.
Right.
They should get free medical. Why don't our canine soldiers get free medical?
Yeah, well,
and
even
free
transportation. To get them back to the States so they retire with the military family.
Well, you know, I think whenever absolutely possible, they should retire them with the one that served with them, with the soldier that served with them, because, I mean, they've got a bond there. And separating out, you know, two a pair of war dogs is not really healthy for anybody.
And I think they ought to give all the military families a house, because when we had that problem during the Obama-Biden reign of terror with predatory lending practices, and that goes for a lot of stuff, then the military families were supposed to be taken care of. When they're active duty family members, you cannot foreclose in their house. Now, Jill Biden and Michelle Obama, those were the first and second ladies, kookaloos, they had a public service announcement, they called it, where they were saying that they were for the military families. And they had a number. And they were saying to call if there's any problems, if the military families need anything, or if there's a problem, to please call that number. They made a big thing, spent a lot of money for this. I tried to find out how much because I was furious, but I had other things to do. But I have to tell you, I saw on the early morning news a military family had five children, two serving in the military, so there were seven, the father and one of the sons. They were separated because while they were foreclosing on their house. They reported it to the White House that the number on the public service announcement was disconnected. So it wasn't even a real number while these two jokes. Yeah, these two jokesters were saying that they were there to help the military families. No, you help the pedophiles. That's what they did. Obama Biden had our country by 2013 with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of the U.S. State Department to become known as the pedophile and child trafficking capital of the world. That was by 2013. So I'm not letting up on that. We got things to talk about. We got Miss Phoenix Kingsley's going to be in our next segment with James and I. And we got to take a little break, James. We're going to come back in a little bit.
From a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm gonna start resisting, and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in-service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh, God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. We need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Yeah, that's wild. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, Community Voice of the Crescent City. And so we're sitting here, and there's James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America, squeaking. And then we're going to have Phoenix Kingsley coming in for our conversation. She's a friend of the Beat Exchange on a national stage. She there?
Hi, Phoenix. Barbara.
Oh, there you are. I was looking at my board. No. Yeah, so I think what we need to educate people about Hillary Clinton's situation in court right now, that people, that they don't report on national news, because most of the news editors and networks were involved in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, And so what are they going to do? Tell on themselves? Ooh, it was a hoax the whole time, and we reported on it. But yet nobody's...
The conspiracy theories, bro. Right. Just conspiracy.
Right. See, and nobody's apologizing to him. So what he's done is he's filed the civil RICO complaint, and he's named against Hillary Clinton and all her co-conspirators. It's a pretty in-depth civil RICO complaint. So no matter what happens with the Sussman trial, which is her attorney that went to the FBI, Michael Sussman, and offered information to the FBI saying that that Trump was dealing with Russia with a special server, through a special server. But you see, everything that they were saying about Trump-Russia collusion, they were actually doing with other countries, foreign nations, and hostile nations. That's what their email gate and server gate was all about, that we found out about during the House Select Committee investigating what actually happened in Benghazi. So that's their Benghazi gate, and that's really why that whore wasn't elected in 2016, because everybody was tired of their thuggery and tired of getting free passes for their acts of treason and espionage.
Well, I think a lot of people were afraid if she's gonna get one of her best friends killed, Chris Stevens, along with three others, you know, while she created ISIS at Benghazi. Mm-hmm. I mean, good grief, what in the world is she gonna do to the rest of us?
What they doing now to us by helping to put that screwball Biden in, where they keep saying Biden is inept and out. What about the people that put him in office? Like, they didn't know this guy was at least faking a little bit, but then he is a kind of, you know, twisted.
Well, Democrats are to blame for this because of, you know, their
Mitch McConnell, too.
Orange man bad, you know,
right.
I don't know, would they rather have mean tweets or $6 a gallon gas?
Exactly.
It's interesting to me that during Hillary's whole campaign, nobody seemed to remember all the stuff that happened right there in their own home state. The Clintons have a long history of being evil.
Right.
Long history.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton isn't even the father of his own daughter. That's Webster Hubble.
Right.
You know, that was when I moved to Arkansas. That was one of the first things I found out was like, yeah, Chelsea's not Bill's. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Right. And they're like, you don't know about Webb Hubble? And I'm like, nah, who's Webb Hubble? And I go look it up, and I'm like, wow, that's definitely Chelsea's father.
Right. She's had a lot
of plastic
surgery.
Look at how many kids Mr. Clinton created. He created a lot of children that weren't with Hillary.
Right. And, of course, here we got a president that won't even accept his own granddaughter through Hunter Biden. You know, but they talk about how compassionate they are. They're a bunch of fruitcakes.
They shun their own granddaughter.
No, we need to see Hillary Clinton's emails, all of them, that have an email drop. We also need to see what was on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Well, I don't need to see it. I saw enough. That was crazy.
Well, and you know, Hillary said those 33,000 emails were about yoga.
Right. Yeah, they yoga. You know. Yeah. They need to let the American people see that, to see how much they can stomach of these crazy people, and then they'll understand why they want our borders to remain wide open, so they can continue their child trafficking. Because that's what that's all about with the Clinton Foundation in Haiti and everything. And to pretend that it's not, that's ridiculous. You know, like one of their people that worked for the Clinton Global Initiative was busted with 33 kidnapped children, trying to kidnap them, take them across the border. And their parents reported them missing. So that's how they knew these kids were being kidnapped. They said they were taking them to orphanage that didn't exist in the Dominican Republic. So later on, she goes to prison for 33 counts, gets tried, convicted, 33 counts. And Bill Clinton goes and bribes the Haitian government, Haitian official in government, and gets her kidnapping charges reduced to 33 counts of unauthorized travel, big difference. And Klaus Eberwein, who was a Haitian government official, came to the United States to give testimony against the Clintons during her run for the U.S. presidency. It just happened to work out that way. And when they went to pick him up for his testimony, you know, his deposition, he was dead. Same thing with John Ash, who was the president of the United Nations. He was given testimony, and the grand jury on Chinagate, which was a massive bribery scheme involving the Clintons, where both Clintons were provided hundreds of thousands in campaign contributions. They provided contributions to the Clinton-Gore re-election campaign and to the DNC. And this grand jury was going on exactly when Bill Clinton had his meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch, the U.S. Attorney General, where this grand jury was going on after her, under her. And so she's dealing with email gate, server gate, Benghazi gate, and that was going to open up extortion 17, what they did in Afghanistan. But President Obama did not want her prosecuted. And one of the reasons he didn't is because he was involved in communicating over the personal server himself run through the Clinton Foundation, a non-governmental network that was repeatedly hacked. But their lies during her campaigning, she couldn't draw more people than her staff, the number of staff members that it had, to where even Obama stopped hanging at her events. So we'll be back with, after this little break, we're going to fix our wires. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. APIII.US. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A high-speed police chase through Caddo and Bossier parishes over the weekend ended with a crash that killed a 13-year-old girl. State Police Trooper John Odom says the driver, 22-year-old Willie Player, fled a traffic stop on I-20 and during the chase hit a wall, rolled over, and slammed into a utility pole. Two unrestrained juveniles in the SUV were ejected, and Player fled on foot. The girl died from her injuries, and the other minor is in the hospital. Odom says the incident is now under investigation.
State police investigators obtained a search warrant and located a handgun, high-capacity magazine, and various narcotics inside that vehicle.
Another record-high price for gas in Louisiana, $4.24 for regular as of today. Louisiana AAA's Don Redman says this will cast a shadow over the coming Memorial Day weekend.
We are virtually every day setting a new historic high for gasoline prices, and it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon.
The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.60. This is news on LRN.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams, thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
For the next few years, Dad was sick as a dog, but he made a recovery just to spite the odds. The settlement came and we moved out of town where the sky isn't heavy with refinery clouds. Yeah, he's still alive, he's doing good, he's in his 50s, but the money's running out and he's painting for pennies. So I'm going for broke with every song I play. 'Cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
Yes, I like that music. That's Uncle Lucius. So, of course, we have our Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. He said, our country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by idiots. I like that quote. I think that'll go down in time. So,
well, looking at it now, you can't deny it.
Right. So, Phoenix, have you been watching any of the trial with Hillary Clinton's attorney, Sussman?
You know, I try to watch it, and then I get nauseous, and I have to turn it off.
Yeah.
I really would watch. I'd rather watch somebody scratch their nails across a chalkboard. It's so, you know how you know they're lying? Because their lips are moving.
Right. Well, it's almost.
It's so much.
It's just too wild, you know. Well, I mean, the fact that they still gave away crack pipes, even though they said they weren't going to do it.
It's sickening. The whole thing is sickening. Why are these illegitimate people in jail?
And people need to understand it's an illegitimate administration. They rigged it.
Right.
They don't even have proper documentation that this man won the election. They just had.
Yeah.
Corrupt secretaries of state, they got Zuckerbucks. It's bribery, $418 million they spread around. And none of the election officials want to respond to how they spent the money. Or who even got it.
Well, here we are a year and a half later, and they haven't even got the right documents.
Exactly. So it's all phony baloney, and they need to step down. Hey, look. If Obama wanted the third term, that's just like Marc Morial wanted the third term in New Orleans. The people didn't want to give it to him, so they voted it down to change the charter. Obama's just doing it on his own. He don't care because look what he got away with when he was in office. You know, Ferguson.
Well, and when he was about to leave office,
right.
If he could pull the strings from the bottom while somebody else pretended to be president, he'd love to do that. Well, here we are.
Right, exactly. And then when he gets caught framing General Flynn, which General Flynn has a $50 million lawsuit against the Obama White House and the FBI and DOJ for malicious prosecution, and he should.
Well, the whole bunch of them are just crooked. You know, every time they make an accusation against the conservatives, the Republicans, every time they do that, all you literally have to do is take a look at what they are and have been doing, and they are just deflecting away from what they're doing. You know, they go on about white supremacy. When last I checked, white supremacists didn't do $2 billion worth of riot damage over a drug dealer or a drug user that overdosed.
He did overdose.
And you know, but there's no white supremacists.
See, they don't show him.
You know?
Right. They don't show him in the store dealing drugs. And everybody was watching him. So that by the time he came to the counter and bought something with counterfeit money, they were actually running a counterfeit ring at the club where he worked. And he was known as, he was an adult porn star, and he was known as Floyd the Landlord. That was his deal. Hey, look, I don't care what anybody does, but...
You know, it all boils down to they're just all dishonest. And the people that they make into heroes are dastardly figures. You know, you look at what the whole Trump thing, that's all boiled down to where Hillary did it. She's the one that okayed that whole Trump-Russia fake collusion story. And, I mean, I really hope there's some Democrats listening to this because they now have to admit, every Democrat in this country now has to admit that there is no Trump-Russia collusion, that it was Democrats and Russia colluding.
Exactly. And you see, Loretta Lynch and James Comey with DOJ and FBI, they ignored the fact that the DNC emails that were released exposed that Obama and the DNC, with Debbie Wasserman Schultz as chair, rigged the Democrat primary elections for Hillary Clinton to become the Democrat presidential candidate for 2016. Now, Democrats were so outraged about what they did that they were going to do a walkout at the DNC convention when her name would be announced. And Obama's thugs got wind of it, and they went all around the arena letting everybody know that their walkout wasn't going to take place because the doors were locked. Isn't that wonderful? But right. And so they need to stand up to Pelosi's thuggery. You know, Schumer, I mean, come on. The whole idea of Schumer with that 16-year-old friend of his daughter, she had two abortions, not just one. And when she committed suicide from the shame, oh, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't Scarborough's fault either that an intern was found dead in his office. No, all he's got to do is resign. Here, Schumer didn't even resign after they caught him spending money on Pizzagate cheesecake. I mean, how do y'all say something after that?
Well, these people are all disgusting. They've always been disgusting. This is not new. If everybody would just do a little history, they would find that all of these, the Clintons have been disgusting for 40 years. Right. I don't know why people just believe what they say when they're on the campaign trail. Before you vote for somebody, go do a little research on them. It's easy.
Right. Right. I mean, it's really sad that we got to be subjected to an illegitimate administration. I don't care what anybody says. This man couldn't draw 10 people to a rally. Trump is drawing hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they couldn't cram them into the arenas. They were piled in outside.
Mm-hmm. You know, so Democrats crossed party lines and voted for him 2016. And it again in 2020.
You know, it's funny. Biden had a rally here in Phoenix, Arizona, mm-hmm. ironically. Mm-hmm. And Cher showed up to campaign for him. And everybody knows what kind of crowd she can bring. And she couldn't even get more than 30 people there. There was 30 people, and then the news spun it as, oh, it was social distancing. No, it wasn't. They were out here begging for people to come.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would go see Biden, not even with Cher giving a free concert.
Exactly right. Not even the gay people showed up for Cher.
Not even the gay people, and they love her.
Right. What they didn't want to do for Biden. I mean, you know.
That's how the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's how disgusting he is. That's how disgusting he is. Nobody voted for him. This is a lie. The whole thing's always been a lie.
Right, right. But you see, Pelosi played games with General Milley. Rhino Mitch McConnell was in on the January 6th thing, and so was Obama. Those were his people that were coming in. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Getting a police escort by people dressed up by Capitol Police and then stopping along the way to give them MAGA gear. You know, Make America Great Again gear. So when they infiltrated the crowd. Right. And then
we've got people that went to January 6th and were on a police guided tour of the Capitol sitting rotting in jail under the Patriot Act and under indefinite detention. They could literally rot there forever if they wanted to. Meanwhile, we've got people actually out committing felonies, breaking federal law, protesting outside of judges' houses, trying to sway their opinion, and that is a blatant felony, and they're doing nothing
right
to those people. They should be trading out the January 6th people for these baby killing protesters outside the Supreme Court.
Right, because that's crazy. We got to take a break for a little bit. Y'all listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, and I'm here with James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage. See you in a little bit.
Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carvel Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carvel. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carvel Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We need you now. Oh, we need you now. Oh, one day, one day, one day. I hope you see the truth. This puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God.
Wow, y'all. So we got the last few minutes of the Beat Exchange, and so Mr. James Neighbors, from the founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage. So y'all, I mean, this is like only two states have stepped up so far that I know of. When they saw the two, you know, to issue subpoenas and for the identities of the people that they saw in the 2000 Mules documentary. That's true to vote. And so...
Oh, and it's only two out of all those things. And right. it shows you how embedded the corruption is in this country.
Well, you know, I think if they... In needs to be tied up. I had said this, like, when Pelosi installed Biden, that we, no matter how strange it sounds, we should have filed ethics complaints so that we could see if the system is so screwed up that they would give us a free pass on ethic violations. And as it stands, none of this equipment that, like in Pennsylvania and Oregon, how you like that, two states have the same problem. They have an erroneous code on the paper ballots. So that's why two-thirds of them were being kicked out and couldn't be scanned. But you see, Pennsylvania's known for changing votes in adjudication, and that became a method of vote rigging in other states, where they claim that the ballot isn't legible or there's some mistake with it. And so then they supposed to kick it back with two viewers from each party. So four people are supposed to be overseeing what other people are doing with the ballot. And of course, they never let you know when they're doing it. I mean, this is how Murkowski won in Alaska. Now they're trying to have mail-in ballot only so Murkowski could get in because Sarah Palin's running for a seat. And so, of course, they don't want her in because we have people like her, you know, in, or, you know, and other women that are new to the U.S. Congress. Then everybody's going to have a problem on their hands. But I think the men have been standing up and they're not afraid to call it out because, you know, Mayorkas gets a hard time anytime he has to come into a congressional committee hearing because, you know, it's all bull, like Soros word salad. You know, he can't answer a question straight. And frankly, I think people ought to get down by the border and help. Let it not be such a easy thing to get through. You know, so Mike Myers, the Pima County Property Owners Association in Arizona, he has safe places for people to park, truckers. And then we know of people in Texas because we've had them on the Beat Exchange letting us know what they've been doing and what's up. And it's mainly to protect the children that are being dropped on U.S. soil and dropped in the dark for coyotes to come later and pick them up. You know, that's the child trafficking that the Biden-Harris administration wants to keep going. So that's the same thing they had in Ukraine, so don't let them fool you. You know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Mr. Robin on, and he's going to let us give us some information. And so, Miss Kingley,
yes, ma'am.
So the Hillary Clinton thing, I mean, do people in your area realize that there's a trial going on about her attorney, Sussman?
Not really. We need more outlets to cover it. There's not enough news coverage of it, and the news coverage that there is, they downplay it to the point to where you just think it's a, you know, they're arguing over detergent, maybe.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Nobody understands how serious it is because the media just downplays it.
Right. See, we need to keep
it. It's like a procedural issue, not an actual, you know, tampering with elections issue.
Right. And that's just for 2016 tampering with elections and while a man's in office and they harassing him. You know, I mean, this is like bizarre. I mean, even when Obama.
It's Marxism.
Right.
It's even Marxism.
It's calculated.
They
right.
could have called
it's
it.
Calculated.
Even when Obama revoked the drilling permits for the United States oil companies, you know, with his act of eco-terrorism with the oil rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana, that was the blow-off and overwhelm the investigation of ACORN as an organized crime syndicate involved in election fraud that would have pulled him out of his office by his ankles. And while this is going on, we got to sit through Operation Fast and Furious with his gun running scheme, trying to take away guns of law-abiding U.S. citizens while he's providing guns at U.S. taxpayer money to criminals, providing safe haven for them to come on U.S. soil and purchase the weapons.
Then blame Sheriff Joe for that, which I got to tell you, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, I know him personally. Mm-hmm. He was always against that operation. He said from the get-go it was wrong.
Right. And then they put our U.S. border agents under his dangerous rules of engagement to only use beanbag ammunition when approaching people who might be
non-lethal.
Armed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they were armed invaders. You know, that's wrong.
Right.
Brian Terry was the U.S. border agent, and also ICE agent Jamie Zapata. And so a whistleblower
Democrats
reported that. What?
Democrats hate America.
Oh, without a doubt.
They will do everything against any common sense to do as much damage as they can.
Mm-hmm. And it's wild. No, we love Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We love him, especially he's Sicilian. Mom was Sicilian.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sheriff Gerald Pyle has always worked very hard to be on the right side of things, no matter how much heat he took.
No, we kept up with him. Isn't he running for mayor?
He is. He's running for mayor of Fountain Hills, Arizona.
There you go. That's going to be a safe community.
Yep.
Probably won't be many illegals coming through that.
Right. So I got to slide over. And so we got to tell everybody good night. This is the last segment of the Beat Exchange. We'll see you same time next week. Well, we're going to be running the same show next week. So we'll see you in the spirit world. It's Barbara Hoover, Zod Noble, Patriotic Jambalaya at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.